Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. We are back for an action-packed Rated G Radio tonight. And, of course, our favorite Rebecca Fisk is going to be joining us in just a couple of moments to talk about all kinds of things that are going on in her world and the world around us. And then she's going to take your calls. But I just want to remind everybody, if you haven't tuned in to Monday or Tuesday show, you should. Kara Brookins, she is an author of the best-selling young adult. Reads more like it is a young adult, like 18 to 25, something like that, that type of a novel. Her book, Little Boy Blue, is on Amazon bookstands now, and she came on to the show on Monday to talk about that. And then the star, or one of the stars of the movie Twilight, Rick Mora, was on the show last night with Mary Lou. She did a takeover from Brisbane, Australia. And I always find it fascinating because Mary Lou has this wonderful talent of going out and finding all these fantastic guests. And here is, you know, Rick Mora, who's 35 miles up the road from me, and Mary Lou's interviewing him all the way from Australia and did a phenomenal job. So we had so much fun with that. For people who are following the show every night, tomorrow we're not having a show. I had this red carpet event come up at the last second, and I was able to get my guests to reschedule. So unfortunately, tomorrow we're not going to be doing a live show. But Friday, Mary Lou, she's got a twofer this week. She's doing a live Friday night dance party takeover with Australian artist Kerry Buchanan, and we've got his new album, and we're going to be playing the entire thing in the first hour. And hour two is, of course, always listener requests, so we want you to tune back in on Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time to hear that, but it's going to be live 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon, Australia time, where Mary Lou's at in Brisbane. So thank you very much for being part of that. Follow the show, of course, and if you like what you hear tonight, then tell your friends. Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Garrett. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you here. We never get a chance to visit, you know, as much as I would like. And so I know every month when we have you on the show, the listeners just love having you back here, too. So what's been going on in the last month for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's
where
been
to
a
start?
Little more action. It's been a little more action-packed than I had anticipated. And so, you know, I teach a lot of stuff about learning to go with the flow and meditating and becoming the detached observer. And I also have lessons in my own life that remind me to keep going with my own practice. And so I had some big lessons. I had planned to have an elective surgery done a couple of weeks ago. And the day before I went in to do the surgery, I hurt my knee. And so the other surgery was canceled, and now I'm going to have surgery on my knee instead. And so, you know, I laugh about it now, but I realized going through this whole process that in the past I would have been very, very upset about, I've been waiting so long and I've had this in place, and, you know, I would have been very reactive. And I remember when I hurt my knee and I was sitting there and I was in so much pain I couldn't move, I remember thinking to myself, okay, there's a reason for this. And if I was going to have an injury occur, apparently this was the right time for it to happen. I've already got things in place to take care of my son, that the child care and having things taken care of was already in place. And so, you know, really I stepped back from it and I didn't have that really, you know, exasperated reaction, if you will. So, you know, now I'm kind of just going with the flow. And, of course, I've been forced to relax and rest, and my friends know I'm not always very good about that. I always tell all of my clients that we all need to rest and relax, but sometimes we need to do more of that than we realize. And even for myself, you know, I had scheduled several weeks of recovery, and so instead it's just recovery for a different reason. So that's been interesting. And then the other thing is, you know, it's the knees, and I'm learning myself as I continue my practice and understanding more about metaphysical energy. Somebody was telling me it's my right knee, and that has to do with father energy. And I lost my dad a couple of years ago, and I didn't realize that I still had some energy around the loss of him and even the loss of the relationship in the way that I wanted it to be. And then the other part of this is about allowing and receiving. And I've had to really go into this place of vulnerability, of allowing people to help me, which is really not something I'm good at. And I know, Garrett, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I like helping everybody else, but I'm not good at saying I need help. When people have said, well, you know, I'll make a meal and bring it over. And you know, part of me was like, oh, no, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And then it was like, no, you just have to surrender. I heard that so loud and clear. I had to surrender. And so there's a lot of growth happening. And I don't know if this is resonating for some of you who are listening. But if you feel like there's just been all kinds of new things showing up for you, maybe old issues that you're finally clearing, and things happening in a very quick and efficient way, let me just reassure you that, as you know now, that's also happening for me. And it's happening for a lot of my associates who do this kind of work as well. So we're all in this together. We're all having some similar lessons. And really, a lot of it is about clearing old energy that just does not serve us, so we can really step into the light and be who we are really meant to be. So anyway, everything's good otherwise, Garrett. I'm happy as could be.
So since you talked a little bit about that, and this came up earlier, this came up really for me over the weekend, and some people had made some comments, and then I got an email from Neil Donald Walsh, who a lot of people follow, and, you know, he said that, you know, you can always pray for people, and, you know, especially if they don't serve you, or, you know, they might be, you know, mean to you, or, you know, look at you the wrong way, or whatever the case may be, but you can, you know, either say a prayer or write a letter and then, you know, let it go and give it to God and let God take care of it. You know, you gave me some great advice on that last year when I was going through a bunch of stuff. What are some of the techniques that you share with people in list writing to help coach them through, you know, times that might not necessarily be so rosy?
Thanks, Garrett. Well, okay, so that is one of the main ones that I suggest, and that is writing a letter. If you have an issue with someone that's not resolved, what happens is, okay, and I'm going to use the example of a breakup in a relationship. Let's say you're in a relationship with somebody for 3 years, and you think, wow, this is great, he's the guy, I'm going to get married, it's going to be wonderful, and things start to go sour, and he ends up breaking up with you. And you're devastated. And so what's happened is now he's like, well, we're not talking anymore. I'm done. I don't want to date you. We're all done. That's it. You're cut off. So whatever emotions and feelings you're experiencing about, you know, the loss of the dreams that you had, the loss of this person who has been occupying so much of your time and energy, the loss of the companionship that this person provided, you know, there's a lot of loss involved here. There's also anger. There's also anger because you didn't get what you wanted, and why did he do this, and why did he have to do this now? There's all these emotions that come up, plus you may still have these loving feelings for him, and you can't express that either. So what happens is, you know, imagine that you have now just plugged up the faucet, but the faucet is still running. That's what happens to our emotions. And so what I suggest to clients is, do some stream of consciousness writing. Allow yourself to get into a quiet space where you're not going to be interrupted. Nobody's going to knock on the door. The phone's turned off. And you just allow yourself to write that person a letter, and you start telling them everything and anything that comes up that you want to say to them. You just stream of consciousness write and don't edit it at all. Okay? So, and I always suggest to people, you know, give yourself 20 to 30 minutes to do this. Don't try to do it in a quick period of time, because what ends up happening is, you know, you don't want to stop the flow of these emotions. And so when you feel like you've had a good release with this, either with anger or sadness or whatever, then take the letter. If you have a fireplace, burn it. And as you're burning it, ask for the energy to be changed into light and love for the highest good. If you don't have a fireplace, take it outside and tear it up. And you can either bury it or you can throw it away, either one. But again, the same intention, that the energy is to be changed into light and love for the highest good of all. It works really well. You'll find that if you allow yourself the space to do this writing, a lot of times You'll either cry or you'll find yourself getting angry. If you get angry, hit pillows, scream into pillows. Really let yourself express all of these emotions, okay? And then depending on the person or the situation, you may also find that you have to write more than one letter. I know certainly for long-term relationships, it's very common to need to write letters for a long time. In fact, when my mother passed away, my mom was my best friend, and I talked to her almost every day, and she died suddenly. And I was really angry. I was really sad and heartbroken, but then I was also really angry. So I wrote letters to her almost every day for a year because there was so much stuff in there and just a lot of grief. So that's one of the very first things that I recommend for releasing this type of energy. Of course, another thing that you can do is, you know, get grounded, get centered, and remember that we're always living in love. You know, God is always with us. We have always got angels guiding us. And that kind of energy can kind of come in to help us be soothed after we've done some of this other processing. So anyway, Garrett, I hope that answers your question, and I'm not being
That's
too
great.
Long-winded.
No, well, I know we've got a mile-long list of people who have called in. We got a bunch of you screened. Some of you we don't, but we're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can tonight. We are going to start out the night on a love question, though. And, Marilyn, you are our first caller tonight, and welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you so much. Rebecca, I would love to know what's coming up for my love life.
Okay. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
You know, okay, so here's what comes up right away is, you know, so I feel like there is somebody around you, but it's, I want to say that what you've been accepting is not necessarily what you really want. So this energy feels like it's very close. It feels like something that's been very long term. So, you know, if you don't have somebody in your life at this moment, there is somebody who's kind of still been lingering in your energy field. Does this make sense?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, this is, okay, so let me keep going. This energy feels like a very long-term relationship. I mean, it energetically, it feels like you've been together for 10 years. So this is either somebody who's already in your life who's a friend and it's going to start changing into something else, or it's somebody that as soon as this person shows up, it's like you've known this person forever. It's just, you know, this person, it would be the kind of situation where, yeah, we got married after 2 weeks because we both knew, because the soul connection is just so, so great. So this person feels very comfortable. The compatibility is there. It's just like, oh, there you are. It's like I came around the corner. Oh, there you are. So it's that kind of energy. So if this person is not in your life already, it's somebody who is, you will just know immediately, and it really is literally right in front of you. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all for you to call back and say, oh, my gosh, it's a guy who's been a friend of mine for 30 years, or, you know, it's that kind of energy. So it feels like it's already in your life. It's that present.
Wow. I'm excited. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, he's already here. This person's already here. The other thing that I want to say is that, you know, go ahead and write a list of the qualities you want in a perfect partner, okay? The thing is, a lot of times we'll think, oh, I know what I want. It's in my mind. But when we write something down, it's like etching it in concrete for the universe. So
Okay. Get
really clear about what is this person like. You know, let yourself get clear and quiet. And think about what are the qualities that you would like in somebody. You know, and it can be really simple, like, I want someone who doesn't smoke, okay? I want someone who's kind and generous and makes enough money to take care of himself and me, or whatever it is, whatever this person, this ideal candidate would be like, if you will. So do some stream of consciousness writing on that, and let yourself write anything that comes into your mind, like, you know, set the timer for maybe 20 minutes or so, and write anything and everything that comes to mind about this person. I don't want this, I do want that, I don't want this. And then when you've gone through and you feel like you've got a good amount of information on there, you feel like, that's good, okay, let me look at what I've got here. Go back and anything that you've written as a negative statement, change it into a positive statement in the present. So if you wrote, I don't want a non-smoker, I don't want a smoker, you change it to, he's a non-smoker. So it's in the present.
Right.
And the energy of the word is appropriate for what you want. The reason that I always say change it into a positive statement is that the universe doesn't see do or don't or doesn't in front of a word. It takes in the energy of the word.
Right.
So if you write, I want someone who doesn't smoke, guess what? You're going to get a smoker.
Right.
Okay? So get really clear on that. And if you've done this kind of a list before, pull it out and look at it and make sure that it's really clear and then put it away again.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that I want to suggest, and this is kind of general for everybody, I call it the three C's, what we need to have with somebody else in order for a relationship to work. We need compatibility, communication, and chemistry. Okay? So I always suggest to people, you know, it's great if you want to go on Match or do these online dating things. I prefer to suggest to people that instead you go out and live your life. What are the things that you love to do? Do you love to go sailing? Do you love to cook? Maybe you want to take a cooking class. Go out and do the things that you love to do, because if you do that in an environment where other people can show up, you're likely to meet somebody who also loves to do those things. And so you're already knocking some, you know, you're knocking that compatibility issue off of the list right from the get-go. Okay.
I'm not having any interest, really. I'm not having any intuitive hits or interest or really anything. I paid for Christian Mingle, and it's like, oh, my gosh. just so horrific.
Seriously, start doing things you love to do. If you love to go to shows, go to shows. Do the things that you love to do that are for you, because here's one of the important points here, and this is for everybody who's looking for love, okay? People are attracted to the energy and frequency of being in love. I use a story about this girl who went through high school. Now she's in college. She's never had a date. She's never had a boyfriend. And she's in college, and now she's studying her field of interest. And she's in a study group. And at the beginning, the study group's like 20 people, and it starts dwindling down and dwindling down and dwindling down. And pretty close to mid-semester, there's only one other person in it, and it's this guy. So now they are studying together, and they're starting to find out that they have things in common, and basically they start falling in love. And now all of a sudden, here's this person who's in love, and people are starting to ask her out. And the reason they're starting to ask her out is because she's vibrating in the frequency of being in love. Everybody wants to be in that frequency. So start working on being in love with your life. If you're not doing things in your spare time that you love to do, start filling your time with things you love to do, because that will raise your vibration. If you love your life, there's an energy that brings in. And, you know, it's joyfulness, it's happiness, it's contentment. It is that frequency of being in love. And when you're in love with your life, people want to be around you and people are going to be attracted to you. Okay? So do your list. Start doing things that you love to do just for you. And the online sites, you know, they really do serve a purpose for some people. I really strongly encourage people to just get out and live their lives. I would really much rather meet somebody and be able to use my senses to decide whether or not I like this person versus seeing a picture and then interacting with them online. You don't get the sense of smell. You don't get to find out if you feel things when you're in their presence. And so I really prefer the in-person kind of situation. So, you know, I feel like for you, I want to say I'm hearing February, which I know sounds like it might be a long time away. It's what, 11 months. But my impression is that it's as if you're coming back together. I mean, it really does feel so strongly like this is somebody that you either already know, or when you meet him, it's like, oh my gosh, our souls have always been together. So February is what I'm hearing. And I want to say, I actually see you getting married in 2017 to 2018, if you choose to. But it'll be your choice. It'll be up to you.
Nice. I like it.
It's good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. Go out and have some fun. I know you're a fun-loving person, and you show up for everybody else to do that, but you're not showing up for you. So go out and have some fun.
But when you say February, I'm not going to see the person till February?
You know, that's always an interesting question. I hear the month. It doesn't necessarily tell me what about the month, but I just hear the month. So I'm not sure. My impression is that you are going to meet the person before that. And it's as if you're doing a dance. I mean, literally the picture that I see right now, it's like you're doing a dance, like a country dance, a square dance. And you get to go around the room, and so you're familiar, and you've gone around the room, and finally, in February, you hook back up with this guy, and now you get to finish the dance with him. That's literally the picture that I see.
That's very
sweet. So my impression, again, is you either know him already, either he's somebody from your past, or he's somebody you know, or it's just going to feel so right that everything's just going to come right together. I do get the impression you may meet him, like, toward the end of the year, but February is significant regarding all of this.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Marilyn, for the call. Good luck to you. And our next caller is Melissa, and Melissa's also asking about love tonight. Melissa, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please. Melissa? Well, we'll go back to Melissa, I guess. Rebecca, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, well then let's get to Sharon. Sharon, you are on the line with Rebecca, and you are calling about a job.
Yes. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. All I have to say is if you need surgery for your knee, you must have really hurt that bad. Oh, my God, when you said that. My goodness.
You know,
you must have.
I always tell everybody, don't do things halfway.
I know.
So
that's because I run,
favorite.
And I know when you hurt your knee, you really have to hurt it to have surgery. But I'm so sorry. I mean, I know that's very painful. I know.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. It was the most pain I've experienced. But, you know, there's a reason for all of it. There's a reason for all of it, and
I know.
It's getting fixed.
I know.
So that's all that matters.
Okay. Just thought I'd say that. So
thank you.
My question
thank
is,
you so much.
Do you see me land in my right job? I'm still contracting. If you see a job coming for me, permanent.
Okay.
The right
That's
job.
A good question. So so I have to say, immediately when I hear job, I hear April. Now, have we talked about April before?
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you said March or April. You
yeah,
did,
I
and I have an
April.
Interview Monday. But you can't.
Okay.
I can't sit and ask, is it going to be this job? Just what do you see on that? Because that's the best way to answer it, you know. I know.
You know, okay, so here's the thing. I want you to take a breath and relax.
Okay.
Okay. And let me tell you what, and first of all, let me just acknowledge your anxiety about this. I understand so well how it feels when you feel like, okay, I have to keep going. I need more. I don't have enough. There's this whole kind of energy that we get sucked into, basically, about feeling like there isn't enough or there isn't going to be enough. Well, so first of all, what I want to say to you, take a breath, okay? You're very good with finances. So I want to say
I have been
right
so far. Oh my gosh!
You're,
I know.
And you're
I have
fine.
A mortgage.
You're
I know.
Fine.
I know.
Your finances are fine. Part of this is about trusting, and I want to say to you, you know, part of I'm having this lesson as well. We have to trust that God really is our partner in everything we do, and there's a reason that some things work out and other things don't work out. And there's a greater good that's going on that we may not ever understand or know about. But if you can come back to a place of knowing that you're connected, that you have guidance and angels and God with you all the time, and that every day that you show up for work is because it's been divinely orchestrated, when you can come back to trust that, everything will fall back into place. Okay. Now, something else that I want to say to you, and this is very interesting, and this is new because it just came up in a reading that I had for a client in my office a few weeks ago. Imagine for a moment, money is no object. You have enough money for the rest of your life and then some. And you don't have to worry about money. But you want to work. We forget when we're going on a job interview, we have this energy of, oh, please pick me, pick me, pick me. When the reality is we are also interviewing them. Is this a place I want to invest 8 to 10 hours of my day every day?
It has to be a fit. I agree totally.
It has to be a fit. So what I want, what I really want to impress upon you is to come back to that place of center, that place within you where you know everything is okay and it's going to be okay. And when you can come back to that place and you're presenting yourself from that place, you will find that you're back in the flow of everything. Because, Sharon, I know that good things are coming for you. I know that they're right in front of you, but you have to let go. You cannot receive anything with a closed fist. And that's part of the lesson for you. You've got to relax and open up and allow and know that, you know, the perfect opportunity is going to present itself, but you have to allow yourself to surrender into the possibility. You can't
okay.
make it happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just so structured, you know, spreadsheets.
I know
exactly what you mean. I know.
I know, and
okay.
I love you for it. I think it's awesome. I do.
I know.
I do because, it helps create a sense of stability and security for you. I get that. The order and the structure is, it provides security, and that's wonderful. But you have to be able to balance that with the allowing. Because if you
plus,
don't
I didn't think it would take this long. I know. I didn't think it would take this long.
You know, we never do. We never think it's going to take the timing that it takes.
Everything. I know. In everything we do in life. I agree totally with that. And I have learned that. I know.
Okay. So the other thing that I want to say is that in the
okay.
conscious field, there is no time. My impression,
okay.
this is my belief and my own, this came from me, not somebody else I read. My impression is that time was created to make man more comfortable in his experience on the planet. But that in the conscious field, everything is now. Everything is in the present. There is no 5 hours from now or tomorrow. Everything just is. And that's why timing doesn't work for us here. We focus on it so much. And in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really mean anything.
Okay.
So,
it's kind of
a cosmic
right.
joke, you know. It really is. But I see you in this job. I see you calling the shots. I see you getting what you want. But you have to allow it to come to you. You can't make it come.
Okay.
Okay? So just be you. You have the skills. You have the talent.
I know
you
that.
You have everything that, you know, the right company looking for a perfect candidate, when that thing shows up, they will not be able to, they will not want to hesitate a moment to hire you. But you have
to
allow
that. Summer? I know, and you're right.
Oh, I hear April.
Okay, I know.
April,
I heard that in the beginning.
You've got to relax. You've got to relax and allow it. It's one of those things how, you know, you're waiting for something, and every day you look in the mailbox, and every day you look in the mailbox, and finally after 2 weeks you go, okay, it's not here. And your friend says, hey, you know what, let's go away. We'll just go away overnight because I've got this great blah, blah, whatever it is. And you go, okay. And you go and you have fun, and you let go, and you completely forget about it, and the next day you go back, and it's there in the mailbox. Okay? Right?
You're right. I know. Rebecca, I know everything you're saying is right, and I think a lot of the stress has to do, the job I'm doing, it's all commission. That's why that stresses me out, too. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do at the job I'm doing, the contract job, I don't get paid. So that's another
okay.
thing. I picked
okay,
the worst job to work, but you know, I know. Relax.
But also, you're doing everything you can do.
I know.
You know,
that's
it,
right.
So here's a really important concept. The source of all abundance is the universe, it's God. That's the source of abundance. The channels through which we receive it may change, but the source is God. So right now, you have an arrangement with this company that you'll sell so much and they'll pay you for it.
Ugh.
Great. But that's not the source of the financial abundance.
I know.
They're not the source. The other thing is, remember, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. So if you're in this job and you're, you know, given the opportunity to make money through commissions, allow yourself to
show up for this. Which I've never done before. I know.
And that's okay.
Oh,
that's okay. But see, the thing is, what's happening is you're getting so stressed about it. It's almost like that paralyzing energy.
Okay.
Whereas if you can just say, look, I have this wonderful product. I'm representing this company, and it's a wonderful product. If it'll work for you, great. I'd love for you to buy it from me. If you don't think it'll work, then it's okay. Then I'll go on to somebody else. But if you can just show up that way instead of having so much anxiety around it, you will also have more abundance with that current situation.
Okay.
Okay? So really all of this is about you going into your trust issues. There's a lot of fear issues for you. So you have always felt like you've had to make your own stability in your life and your own security. And really, at the end of the day, the only security there is God. That's all there is.
You are right about that, though.
Since I've been 18,
I know.
You can do this. I have faith in you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Thank you for the call, Sharon.
Yeah, take good care.
You know, and one of the things, you know, you talk about this all the time, but it is so true. You know, you can want and want and want and want and want, and the act of wanting is great, but it's the lack of it, you know, creates that lack. But when you detach from it, it's surprising how quickly things just start coming to you.
Yes,
you
know,
you talk about that all the time. Okay, let's get to our next caller here. We've got a mile-long list of people. I have a bunch of people I haven't even got a chance to screen yet. So we're going to try to make sure that everybody asks one question, and Rebecca will answer that, and we're going to move on quickly to our next callers in line. So thank you very much for being so patient. Susie, you are next, and Susie is asking about love. You're live with Rebecca.
Hello, Garrett and Rebecca. Yes.
Hi, Susie.
How you doing?
Oh, doing well. How can I help you?
I just got married on March 16th, and we've had some difficult times, and I wanted to see what you were picking up on the longevity of this relationship.
Okay, and what's the first name?
His name is Bobby.
Okay. All right, so first of all, I want you to take a deep breath, because I know there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of sadness and a lot of fear here for you. And so just take a deep breath and know that it's going to be okay. All right? So the first thing that I get is I get some anger on his part. He's in fear and doesn't quite know what to do with that. So how it manifests for him is control. And you are somebody who's also very strong, and you're willing to kind of go along with it for a little bit, but then it's like, wait a minute, no, I need to be able to make my own decisions. So I get that you guys have kind of been going around and around about the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to give you a lot of homework, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to go back to the intuitive after I give you the homework.
Okay.
And this is for anybody who is in a relationship, who wants a relationship, who's having trouble in their relationship. Here is advice that I give to couples. I'm also a minister, so I marry couples. And this is what I tell them to do. Whether or not they take the advice is up to them. Both of you sit down. You can be together or apart. It doesn't matter. But both of you, I want you both to write some lists. The first list is, what do you expect of yourself in the role that you are? So in your case, what do I expect myself as the wife? What are the job duties that I perform in the home? What is my responsibility in the relationship to my husband? What do I expect of myself? That's the first list. The second list is, what do I expect of him as my husband? What are the roles that I expect him to play? Do I expect him to take out the trash? Do I expect him to walk the dog? What do I expect of him as my husband? And how do I expect him to show up for me?
Okay.
The third list is, how do I handle my finances? Am I a saver? Do I save for a vacation and plan it in advance, or do I do a weekend trip on a whim? Do I live paycheck to paycheck? How much money do I like to have in the bank that makes me feel comfortable? Okay, that's the third list. Are we going to pay joint? Are we going to have a joint account and pay bills from a joint account? Or are we going to keep separate accounts and then just divvy up who pays what? Okay, so that's the third list. Okay. The fourth thing that I want you to do is I want you to go out and get the book, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman.
Yeah, I've done a book study on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has your husband?
He has not.
Okay. That's the key. Both of you have to be willing to participate in that. You both have to be willing to participate in it. And so for the listeners who are not familiar with this book, The Five Love Languages talks about how there are five ways to give and receive love. One is physical touch, words of affirmation, gifts, quality time, and the last one is escaping me at the moment. But in any case, we all feel loved when somebody does one of these five things. Okay? Like for me, I'm an acts of service. If you come in and you do the dishes for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, this person loves me. Okay? But if he's not an acts of service person and I'm thinking, oh, I love it when somebody does that for me, I'm going to go do his dishes and he'll feel loved by me. When if he is a words of affirmation person, I just did the dishes for him and he doesn't feel loved. He wants me to go over and say, oh, honey, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and thank you so hard for, thank you so much for working so hard for our family. He wants to feel like he wants to be told he's doing a good job. And that's what makes him feel loved. Okay? So that's a basic synopsis on the book, The Five Love Languages. So those are the first things that I want you guys to talk about. The other thing that I want you to, or to write lists about, so you're each going to go and write your own individual list, and then you're going to get together and you're going to talk about it. And I'll tell you, if you're a saver and he's not, don't have a joint account. Divvy up the bills and decide who's going to pay what. Because both of you need to bring your own style of doing things into the relationship. Okay? Okay, and then the other thing, of course, is to talk about children. Do you want kids? How many kids? What, you know, at what age are you thinking you want to do that? And then even, what are your parenting styles? These are things that people don't talk about. I'm sorry?
We don't have that issue. We already
have
10 between the both of us.
Wow, okay, okay. Well, and I hope your parenting styles are compatible in that case. So these are all things that, you know, we go in and we enter into this relationship and we're going to live happily ever after and we don't talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and work on those things. Now, the other thing is, I feel like he's got a lot of frustration going on, and I feel like there are some barriers for him at work that are making him very frustrated, and it's almost like I'm hearing him say he can't cut a break right now. He can't get a break. And so there's frustration for him with his work situation. And what's happening is that if he comes home and he's already feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like you need something from him and he doesn't feel like he can fulfill that need, he's having an issue with it. Does that make sense?
Well, he's retired.
Okay. Well, the flip side of that, it can always be, is this a recent thing for him?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, he's actually on disability.
I'm sorry?
He's on disability.
He's on disability, okay. Because the other thing that comes up is that there's been some kind of change. So either physically, he's not feeling as good, but there's something,
there's some
block wall. I'm sorry?
Yeah, physically, he's just not doing well at all.
Okay. All right, so let me go in and check on that. Because here's the thing. When somebody's in chronic pain, it's very difficult to be happy and keep on that happy face and present your best self. It's exhausting to be in chronic pain. Okay? I don't think, and really I have to come back to, there may be some financial issues on his part that he's looking at, in addition to the physical issues. But I want to say that actually I don't get anything about him being upset with you. I just feel like he's so frustrated with his own situation that he doesn't know what to do about it. And it's like he feels, there's a feeling of inadequacy, like he doesn't have enough to bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is,
if he creates
distance, then it's almost like a self-sabotage. But at the same time, it's like he doesn't feel worthy anyway right now. So there's a part of him that feels like you'd be better off without him. And it's not that tangible for him to put the thought together with those words, but that's the energy of it, that he feels like he's failing you because he's not in better physical shape.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, this has nothing to do with you. He loves you. He loves you. He really, now he doesn't feel like he's worthy of you. He really feels like he's not giving you what he feels you deserve.
He also is bipolar.
Okay. Well, the main thing that I get is like the hip and the leg and the lower back.
Yeah, the lower back, and I don't know what's going on with his legs, but he's got like these blisters and stuff on his legs now.
Yeah, has he gone to the doctor for that?
I keep telling him to make the appointment, and he's always making the appointment, and it's been about 2 months now.
Yeah, I would make the appointment for him. He needs to go in and get that taken care of.
Okay.
Okay. And the lower back thing is just, it's chronic now. He's in chronic
pain. It is. Yes, it is.
And also what I'm getting about the bipolar is that if he takes the medication, it lessens the how extreme the mood swings
mm-hmm.
are, but it doesn't make him even keel. It just kind of makes things a little bit less, the waves are less big. They're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that all of this is coming from his feelings of inadequacy and the chronic pain.
Do you think that this can get any better? Not the chronic pain.
I do.
I
do. He's got to get the pain addressed. That's the biggest issue right now.
Yeah, he does. He's in a pain management program, and so he is getting help with that. And he does not always take his meds for bipolar.
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about that. I'm more concerned with the back. And I actually get that if he hasn't had an epidural block, or maybe he hasn't been in a while, if it's possible for him to do that, and I have to qualify this and say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not medically trained at all, it's all intuitive. But I do get the impression that a cortisone shot or an epidural would give some relief.
Okay.
But he's got to get in and go do that. But he needs it. I mean, this is, he's in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't let on how much pain he's in. Because he doesn't like to worry. But it's bad. And it's really affecting the quality of his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, we need to move on to another caller.
Yeah,
but...
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. See.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
I wish you all the best, love. All right. Take good care.
Thank you.
Susie, thanks so much. Good luck to you. And we have a ton of people that are still on hold. Stay on the line. We're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. I'm thinking this is Melissa. Melissa, are you there from Texas?
Yes.
We finally have success. Melissa, you were live with Rebecca.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for being persistent.
Can you hear me okay? Yep. Go ahead.
It's funny, I was beginning to wonder if it was just sign, like maybe I'm not meant to get married. Okay, so, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I
recently met this guy, and it seemed like it was the most inopportune time. However, it was the most intense kind of feelings I've ever experienced in my life, like I didn't even know they existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, kind of only lasted for a very short while, but a lot of it was for reasons, you know, like both had their, you know, personal issues going on, and he had to leave the city. He had to move. And so I guess that's really what I'm wanting to know about, like, because I, you know, I just can't stop these feelings, but I don't know. What's your take?
Okay. What's his first name? Okay, so, you know, the thing is that, yes, he was also experiencing the relationship as intense, but it's like right now he's got to get a lot of things in order. So it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Right now it could go one of two ways. I do feel like there's somebody that he has either been in a long-term relationship with or, you know, he may have recently broken up with her, but there's still some unresolved questions about whether or not they're going to have a relationship continue. And I feel like once that's all resolved, he may contact you again. But it depends because he kind of vacillates between, well, it would be a long distance and that's really hard and that's not fair. He vacillates between that and, well, that's okay, let's try it anyway. So there's a lot going on for him right now. There's some confusion. There's a lot of energy around him having to get settled where he is. And again, there's this energy with this other relationship that isn't completely resolved. So I'm hearing 2 to 3 as far as a time frame for you to hear from him. I don't know if that's 2 to 3 months or if that's February or March of next year. But right now, his energy is focused on getting settled. And, you know, it's like he's hit the ground running with his work situation. He's very, very busy with this. So I wouldn't be surprised at all. My impression is you may hear from him, I want to say, sometime between, like, October and December. I feel like he may be thinking of you before that, but I do feel like you'll hear from him during those months, unless he's resolved this issue with his ex and they decide to move forward. So there's a lot of question marks around him right now, but I will tell you that he felt as intensely about you as you have been feeling about him.
Okay.
So
good.
So it's
interesting
muddled energy
ex is
because
out of the state.
I'm sorry?
I was saying that's interesting because the ex is out of state, much farther away.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
But again, there's a lot of question marks around this because he hasn't made up his mind. So in the meantime, you know, keep putting yourself out there. Whatever's meant to be is going to happen anyway, but you've got to show up for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, I apologize that it's so muddled, but I'm seeing all of these possibilities for him. It's almost like, okay, you've got all these choices. Which one are you going to choose? And there's no way for us to know what Bobby's going to choose. So, Jay. I'm sorry, it's Jay.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy, though. He's a very
all
good
right.
guy. And he is upfront about things. He's honest. So you don't have to worry about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if he comes back and says, I want to see you, or I'm trying to work through this, he's being honest. He's an honest person.
So if I don't hear from him, say, in the near future, then I shouldn't hang on to that as it means he's just cutting me off completely.
Live your life. If you meet somebody, go out and date them. If you want to keep looking to meet somebody, go for it, because right now he doesn't know what he's going to do. He's thinking about you, but that doesn't mean he's going to act on it. And again, I'm not seeing anything about him acting on it until probably fall towards winter. So in the meantime, you know, don't be sitting around. That's a long time. That's a lot of living that you get to do. So do what you want to do for you, and don't sit around waiting. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen anyway.
Okay.
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 All right.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted.
There we go. And then let's see. Our next caller is Emma, and Emma's calling about her career. Emma, you are live with Rebecca.
Yes. Hi. I was calling to see what you can see with a career change happening, if so, anytime this year.
Okay. All right. So it's interesting because I feel like you have aspirations for a lot more than where you are right now. And also, I feel like you feel a little bit stuck where you are. Are you going to school at the same time?
I'm doing some studying, yes.
Okay. Because what you're doing right now is it's almost like you thought this was going to be something you liked and you got there and you went, oh, boy, this is not what I want. So I want to say I'm hearing really big changes for you in the next 2 to 3 years. And what I want to say is that you're gaining a lot of insight and experience where you are right now, and it's going to serve you. But what I want to say in addition is it's as if you're at a particular level, and that those changes in 2 to 3 years from now, you're going to be at least 2 to 3 levels above where you are. So my impression is that you will be working in either some type of management or some type of a supervisory role where you're the one who's in charge of whatever your particular section or department is doing. So there's definitely much more for you. But where you are right now is important because you're getting experience that you're going to need later.
Okay.
Part of this is that, like, what's happening currently is that you're seeing how management's behaving and it doesn't work at all. And so what's happening is you're learning about these, the communication skills and management skills that work, which will benefit you later when you yourself are a manager, because you'll be able to work very well in communicating with your employees to get what you need from them. And you also have this very very strong discernment. You meet somebody and you'll know immediately what their skills and their strengths and weaknesses are.
Okay.
So,
well, do you see where I can move to a different company or different area sometime this year versus the section I'm in now?
You know, if it is this year, it'll be toward the end of the year, and there's a reason for it, and that's not going to become clear until right before you leave.
Okay.
So it is coming, but be patient. Try to be patient. Try to detach from any of the I want to say the word shenanigans that go on there. Just stay detached and do
trying.
Your work. I'm sorry?
I said I'm definitely trying because it is shenanigans.
Yeah, so try to stay detached and just show up and do your work. And remember that, you know, it's also an opportunity for you to be the detached observer, which is always beneficial. But
okay.
But there's a reason for it. There is a security and a little bit of a feeling of safety about where you are right now, a security. And it's as if, nope, you're supposed to be there right now. It's a temporary holding pattern, and then it'll be okay for you to move again. So you'll know when the timing is right. Again, I'm hearing that it'll be by the end of the year. But right now, it's best for you to stay where you are. It's temporary.
Okay.
And it will come to light later, okay? And I'm not saying turn down opportunities, but just don't be surprised if you look at other opportunities and they don't come through right now. You're learning a tremendous amount that you don't even realize. And later you're going to go, oh, my gosh, Rebecca said this and this, and now I remember, and now I know why I learned that, and now I know why I was stuck in that situation for that time, okay? So it will all reveal itself to you. Just be patient. Keep going. Keep studying. You're doing everything right. Everything is lined up for you. You're going to do awesome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Emma. Thanks for the call.
Okay. And our next caller is going to be Stacy. Stacy is calling about school. Stacy, you are now live with Rebecca. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Okay.
I wanted to know. Okay. I wanted to know about schooling, if you see me going, advancing myself, please.
You know, it's, I have to say that my initial thought for you is to do something that's a specialty, like going to medical assistant school or dental assistant. But I definitely see you doing something where it looks like you're wearing scrubs, and it looks like it's a 2 to 3 year program. So it's either some type of a certification program or it's a trade school type thing. But I do see you doing that. I don't see you at least not right now, I don't see you at a 4 year university. It's almost like once you get into that field, you'll find out you love it, and then you'll decide you want to study more. But right now isn't the right time for you.
Okay.
Okay, does this make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, I want to say I see you wearing scrubs, and I feel like it's medical. That's my impression.
I'm in the medical field.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. It's a good spot for you. You're very smart. I know school is not your favorite place. And I want to say that it's because there's either like a, I don't know if it's like a mild dyslexia or an issue like that, but I feel like school has not been easy for you. It takes a little bit longer for you, but you're really smart. And so what's happened during your educational career is that you've been kind of made to feel like you're not smart because you don't integrate the information as quickly as other people do, but it has nothing to do with your level of intelligence. You are super smart. You pick up on stuff really quickly, and you learn really fast. So it's like, you know, start giving yourself credit. You're a really quick learner, and you're going to do really, really well. But you've got to start really honoring yourself for who you are and stop listening to the old tapes that are playing that made you feel like you're not good enough, because you are. Okay? Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
okay? So you can do this. Don't let anybody tell you no. You go ahead and do what you want to do, and you're going to do really, really well. I have no doubt.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? You're so welcome. Thanks for the call. Keep me posted.
There we go.
Thanks. Okay.
And our next caller, and we'll try to get in a couple more after this real quick, but our next caller is Tom, and Tom is calling about finances.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, fair.
Okay.
My question
all
is...
Right, so wait, I have to tell you, I'm already getting stuff. So let me just tell you what's coming
up. Oh, great.
Up, okay?
Go ahead.
So my impression is that there is an account, and you are so protective of this particular account, and you don't want to move anything away from this account. And it's like you have a death grip on it. And what I want to say to you is you are going to have to release a little bit of this money, not a lot, but a portion of it to get you through. Okay? And I know that this has been a question mark, and you kind of have been saying, no, I don't want to touch this money. I don't want to touch it. But remember that the money is there to serve you. If you let it go, it will come back. That's the way of all energy flow. If we think about the ocean, the tide goes out, it comes back in. It goes out, it comes back in. Okay? So try to remember that money is a loving energy designed to support you in your experience. And when
okay.
you're holding it so tightly and you're not allowing it to serve you, it's not helping. It's just creating anxiety. Does this make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I have a little bit of money and a whole lot of bills.
Okay. So one thing at a time. Okay, one thing at a time. You might want to look into a consolidation service if you want to do something like that. I don't see bankruptcy for you. I see your intention to take care of everything, and I love that intention. But find out if some kind of a debt consolidation program would work for you. You might even find out if you could get a loan, and I always suggest credit unions over banks. Sorry, big banks, but I suggest credit unions. Find out if you could even maybe get a consolidation loan and start paying off the debt that way, where they pay all the bills and you just make one payment a month. Okay? So
okay.
there are little things you can do to try to take care of this that won't impact you as much, because right now it feels like you're just barely hanging on. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm barely hanging on. Every month it's the same bills.
Yeah.
You know, electric, phone, internet.
I hear you. I know. I totally get it. I totally get it. So find out, you know, even if you have a car payment, check the credit union rates locally and find out if you can get a lower credit union, a lower interest rate and refinance it. There are little things you can do. You can also find out if there are any other, if you've got credit cards, find out if there are any offering a 0% so you could do a balance transfer thing. But make sure that the transfer fees aren't in excess of what's reasonable, okay? But
yeah.
There are little things you can do to get some of these payments down, and that'll make it a little bit easier. Okay,
right.
And then, you know, this is not intuitive, but then take the one that has the highest interest rate and start paying that one down as quickly as you can.
What I'm really looking for is to know if there's any additional finances coming my way through any avenue in the next 2 months.
You know, I want to say that what comes up is there's some type of creative project that you've been a part of. I do see money coming from that creative project, but I don't. My impression is it may take longer than 2 months. It may be three or four. It's not coming through exactly when you were expecting or hoping for it to come through. But again, I do see something coming from a creative project. The other thing is that it'll kind of trickle in at first, and then there will be more, and that will make it much easier. But it's in the meantime, do what you can to try to supplement some of your income. It's going to get better, and I feel like 6 months from now you're going to feel much better. But I do want to say to you, you tend to be very generous at the holidays. Make sure that you have the cash to pay for your Christmas presents or your holiday presents when this the holiday season rolls around again. Okay.
Oh, every payday is a holiday for me.
Okay.
Well, so the thing is, you can love your friends and you can love your friends and family without buying them gifts.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And with that, Tom, we're going to need to go. We're out of time for the night.
Okay, thank you very much. Get those other calls in if you can.
Thanks.
You very much.
Okay.
Have a good
thank
week.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
Rebecca, we have come to the conclusion of our hour of power.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I okay. Wow.
We probably have another
40
calls that are on hold tonight, so I apologize for everybody who we haven't been able to get to tonight. I will tell you that Rebecca would love to schedule a private meeting with you, so if you'd like to set up your own session and she can counsel you over the telephone, like here on the show, on Skype, or if you're in Southern or Northern California, you can book an appointment and do that. But there's information on the show page on how to do that. You can also go to Amazon and buy her book called The List. It's like $3. So go buy it tonight, download it, and start changing your life. It's very good advice and information. There's a little bit of homework in there that makes you think. But if you want to have a more in-depth conversation with Rebecca, she would love to do that with you. Just follow the instructions on the show page there, and you can do it. Rebecca, any closing thoughts or ideas you want to share with listeners?
Carolyn Mace, Attitude of Gratitude. When you go into gratitude, we start remembering how much we have that other people don't. And so I'm very blessed by you, Garrett. I'm blessed by all the listeners. Thank you all for showing up, letting me do the work that I love to do. And I wish all of you lots of love and blessings.
And with that, everybody, we will see you live on Friday night. Tune in, and you're going to hear Mary Lou with her Brisbane, Australia takeover with Kerry and his music. So do that, and we'll see you Friday.
You've been
Have
listening
a great week.
To Rated G Radio.
Bye-bye.